Welcome to the Brand Master Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brand Master Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brand Master Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builder? Stephen Horahan here at BrandMasterAcademy.com. And in this video, you're going to learn 6 ways to show brand authenticity to connect with your customer. So you can lean into the growing appetite for brands to come out from behind the facade and to finally be real. Now look, the value of trust amongst people is immeasurable. It's in our DNA because for millions and millions of years, it was the difference between life or death. People who are true to their word are trustworthy and others gravitate towards them. And the same is true for brands as well. Let's translate it across to brands because that's how we connect. Brands that are true to their word feel trustworthy, which is the foundation all successful brands are built on. Brand authenticity, therefore, is the level to which brands are true to their word. Brands that are meticulous about backing up their words through their actions build strong relationships with their customers with trust at the very core. So let's explore what brand authenticity is. Brand authenticity refers to the idea of whether a brand is true to itself or not. Now, if a brand is authentic, it means that it lives by what its core values are and what it says it does or believes aligns with its actions. It doesn't just talk the talk, it walks the walk through all brand behavior. Consumers trust a brand to present a consistent version of itself, and they'll listen and take notice when there's a contradiction. In years gone by, brands that did this, they made various claims, and you know, customers couldn't really prove whether they did what they said that they were going to do. And even if they could, they didn't have the capacity to spread the word quickly and easily. Now, that dynamic has gone out the window with digital and social media. A brand's reputation lives and dies by its ability to successfully manage brand perception, particularly online. And you can lose customer loyalty in an instant with a broken brand promise. Brands that build a reputation of being authentic and trustworthy do so by communicating a consistent message that aligns perfectly with consistent actions. Generally, brand authenticity has 3 core elements. Number 1 is continuity. A brand being true to itself over time. 2 is credibility. Through continuity comes trustworthiness and credibility. Integrity. More than just being honest, this is about always doing the right thing. So brands need to be credible. They need to show continuity and to act with integrity to maintain customer relationships in the modern marketplace. So let's explore some of the advantages of authenticity. Look, authenticity matters. There's no getting around that. And that's because authentic brands gain trust, and trust is critical to attracting customers and fostering brand loyalty. Here are some of the core advantages that authentic brands boast. Emotional connections. When your consumers feel confident that you know what you're doing, that your products and services provide solutions, and that you are who you say you are, you build an emotional connection with them. Now, if your target audience has an emotional connection with your brand, then chances are it's because of some level of perceived authenticity. They're more willing to spend time and money with what you offer because you're delivering on your promise and you're being true to your word. Therefore, brand authenticity can be the difference between a customer choosing you over your competitors. Now, this obviously results in increased sales as well. And in a 2021 survey, 88% of the respondents said that brand authenticity was a critical factor in their purchasing decisions. The younger generation and millennials in particular, they expect more from brands because they've always expected that. They've had social media at their fingertips since they can remember. So what do I mean when I say expect more? Well, to be authentic, a business needs to show that a brand stands for far more than just wanting to make profits and grow as a business. Now, this sometimes requires a cultural shift in mindset in your approach to marketing initiatives. Profit is not the be-all and end-all. Yes, businesses only survive with revenue and profit, but there is more to a relationship within branding. Don't think, how can we encourage consumers to purchase our products and services? Instead, think, How can we communicate our brand values in everything we do? Therefore, brand authenticity relies on having clearly communicated brand values in the first place. Draw a line between your brand values and your brand experience, and you'll be well on your way to presenting an authentic brand to your target audience to create loyal customers. Brand authenticity also attracts brand loyalty and advocacy, which is the holy grail of branding. According to Nielsen, 92% of customers say that they trust earned media recommendations from friends and family above all forms of advertising. There is so much space in the consumer's mind as brands bombard them with messaging every single day, and loyal customers who believe in your brand act as the best advocates, and they rise above all that noise. They'll do a lot of work spreading your message for you, helping your brand to cut through that noise. So focus on providing a consistent and authentic experience and let your happy customers share the love. So now that you know that brand authenticity is the stuff that you need to be doing, let's run through some guiding principles for brand authenticity. Number one, get real. In short, drop the facade. We're all well aware of the impact social media has played in our society. People going out of their way to polish their profile and to show highlight reels of their amazing Instagram lives has become more than a sharing exercise. It's become the focal point of so many of these seemingly interesting, glamorous lives. But the appetite for this kind of communication is shifting and is being replaced by an insatiable appetite for something we've been starved for so long. Those showing up as the real version of themselves, warts and all, are earning more and more attention. Brands shouldn't sleep on this trend because it applies to them too. People are tired of the fake facade and are thirsty for the truth. Brands that adopt the philosophy of getting real will earn followers, customers, and trust in the process. Number two, tell stories. We're all drawn to stories because the connection to our DNA goes back to ancient civilizations. A story that illustrates the reality of the journey, showing the heartbreaking defeats and the inspiring triumphs, can be captivating. When brand personality and attributes and values are all weaved throughout, it paints a picture of a brand behind the story. Nike's equality campaign, Until We All Win, backs up its values by inviting customers to get involved and take part in its drive for positive social change. Its inspirational ad campaigns celebrate the story of inclusion, featuring everyday people from various backgrounds alongside professional athletes. The equality campaign is a classic example of brand values determining the nature of the marketing campaign. Number three, be consistent. Brand consistency is a vital component of brand authenticity. Show up with a singular brand voice across all touch points, whether it be social media marketing, customer service, or an in-store experience. And this consistency allows trust to build over time as customers recognize the same experience throughout every channel. Confusion from mixed messages damages that trust as consumers easily spot conflicting elements. So create comprehensive brand guidelines to ensure that everyone is on the same page and can present the same version of the brand. Brand guidelines include verbal elements such as tone of voice guidelines and visual elements with brand identity guidelines. Number four, show empathy. An authentic brand is empathetic, so take the time to show that the brand truly understands the customer's pain points and challenges. The more you can connect through the detail of the challenges and the pain points, the more genuinely understood your customers will feel. And this kills two birds with one stone. It displays intimate knowledge, and it also provides a strong foundation for emotional connections. Number five, back up your claims. Today's brands can't just talk the talk, they have to walk the walk. Modern consumers, and especially younger generations, expect sincerity from their brands, and they expect those brands to take action as well. Therefore, if you make sustainability, for example, one of those brands' core values, then you have to follow up and show sustainable practices in the way that you do business. So be an advocate for sustainability across the board to show that you are a driver for positive change in your industry, not just within your business. Don't just talk the talk. Walk the walk with high standards of suppliers to distribution, right down to recycling. Brand authenticity means standing up for what you believe in and following through on those beliefs with actions. And you better believe that there'll be an absolute field day on social media if your customers get wind of any kind of hypocrisy or inauthenticity in your brand behavior. That will destroy any kind of trust earned and have your brand tagged as inauthentic. And that is very, very hard to shake, as Volkswagen found out the hard way after their diesel emissions scandal. Number six, own up when things go wrong. Now, part of brand authenticity relates to humanizing brands. Consumers want human qualities with the brands that they interact with because they want a personal connection. Consumers don't want to feel like they're interacting with a faceless, impersonal corporation. So part of being human involves owning up to mistakes and acknowledging that you can do better. It's no different for brands as well. If there are any problems with your product or services, don't cover them up or make excuses. Get ahead of the problem, apologize, and state what you're doing to remedy the situation. Being upfront and honest can help you avoid damage to your brand and that reputation as well. And it reinforces the authenticity because consumers appreciate that kind of transparency. So let's have a look at some examples of brand authenticity. Number one is Dove. Now, Dove as a brand sell personal care products and beauty products. However, their marketing efforts, their branding, their storytelling, they don't focus on beauty at all. Instead, their message is of self-esteem, and that self-esteem holds the power for inner and outer beauty. They run the Dove Self-Esteem Project that raises awareness of the more harmful elements of the beauty industry, and the project aims to celebrate real beauty. Now, this is an example of a brand being consciously authentic. And they tap into genuine audience concerns about self-image, and they offer a consistent message of body positivity to support customers as well, using real customers in their campaigns. Their commitment is clear. Dove is committed to helping all women realize their personal beauty potential by creating products that deliver real care. It's clear that Dove lives out its values right here. The emphasis is on providing real care, implying that the products that provide care for the skin or scalp conditions are only part of Dove's holistic service. Now, I absolutely love what Dove is doing here because they're touching on something that is really important. Today's beauty industry really paints women in a certain light. And as a father with two daughters, I can say that what I see from Dove coming out is really encouraging, and it really does take brands in the modern age to shine a light on these issues in a way that politicians or religious leaders really aren't doing a good job of. So I really like what Dove is doing here and the authenticity that they follow through with their campaigns highlighting this issue. Number two, Patagonia. Now, Patagonia states its mission in simple terms: to build the best product, cause no unnecessary harm, and use business to inspire and implement solutions to the environmental crisis. Everything that the business does is internally measured across the metrics, including the brand values. Now, this is a brand that follows through on their word, and because their values are so clearly embedded in their business activity, they've built a reputation for authenticity that consumers buy into. Perhaps their best example is their Don't Buy This Jacket campaign. Patagonia's outspoken support on sustainability issues reinforces the brand's status as a genuine, sustainable brand, walking the walk and following through with authenticity. And number three is Buffer. Now, Buffer is a popular social media management solution, and they've built a reputation for authenticity based on living by the principle of transparency. Buffer's second brand value is to default to transparency. The reasoning is that transparency leads to a culture of trust, both internally and externally, with the audience. They understand that modern consumers really appreciate brands that are honest and never shy away from the truth. Buffer has a whole page on its website dedicated to transparency, where it shares financial reports, employee salaries, open source code, internal metrics, and other information often kept private. By being straightforward, vocal about their principles, and consistent in upholding them, Buffer has built brand authenticity that is inspiring others in the tech sector to be more transparent. Now look, we're all modern consumers, so we know the deal. We're bombarded with messages every single day. And with the oversaturation in the marketplace, we have finely tuned senses to understand when brands are being disingenuous or hypocritical. And we're intolerant of inauthentic brands. And we'll choose an alternative if we perceive a brand to be inauthentic. And this dynamic is why it's critical for modern brands to build their brand authenticity. In such a competitive marketplace, consumers are spoiled for choice and they'll only interact with brands that they trust. Maintaining authenticity over time is critical to developing that relationship with the customer. There is no alternative. Now, in reality, brand authenticity shouldn't even be a term. It should be the default for all brands. But just like people, some brands like to hide behind a facade more than others. But sooner rather than later, those brands will be left behind for brands showing up with warts and all. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened. And make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brand Master Podcast.